In the words of Lex Fridman, we need more citizen journalists. And this series will tap into your journalistic potential. I promise.
The art of cultural critique. The art of cultural critique. The art of cultural critique, unmasking the fallacies of conventional wisdom. Cultural critique has become indispensable for examining and challenging prevailing norms and ideologies in our ever-evolving society. It is a necessary endeavor that scrutinizes the assumptions, biases, and hypocrisies that often permeate our collective consciousness. However, in cultural critique, it is critical to tread the path of intellectual rigor, free from the constraint of conventional wisdom. The seduction of conventional wisdom. Conventional wisdom, the venerable guardian of societal norms, often impedes critical thinking. Instead, it thrives on perpetuating comfortable narratives, safeguarding the status quo, and stifling dissenting voices. Cultural critique, therefore, must be equipped with the tools necessary to challenge this seductive force. Historical references. The hypocrisy of cultural relativism. Cultural relativism, a fascinating concept that has gained considerable traction, must be scrutinized. While it is true that cultures differ in their practices, values, and beliefs, cultural relativism has been employed as a shield to deflect legitimate criticism. One must not forget that cultures are not monolithic entities immune to examination. Take, for instance, the practice of female genital mutilation, FGM, in certain societies. Advocates of cultural relativism argue that we should respect such traditions due to their cultural significance. However, cultural critique reveals the grim reality. FGM is a cruel and oppressive practice that violates the rights of girls and women, perpetuating patriarchal power structures. By challenging cultural relativism, we can advocate for human rights universally, transcending cultural boundaries. Challenging conventional wisdom, the perils of identity politics. Identity politics, a dominant force in contemporary discourse, warrants careful examination. While it emerged with the noble intention of promoting inclusivity and justice, it has inadvertently fostered an environment of division and intolerance. Cultural critique must question prevailing narratives of identity politics, prioritizing group identities over individual agency and merit. Historical references. The legacy of Martin Luther King Jr. Drawing upon historical references, we can illuminate the fallacies of identity politics. For example, Martin Luther King Jr., an icon of the civil rights movement, advocated for a society where individuals would be judged not by the color of their skin, but by the content of their character. King's vision transcended the limitations of identity politics, recognizing the importance of unity and shared humanity. Cultural critique should aspire to uphold this legacy, challenging the tendency to reduce individuals to their racial, ethnic, or gender identities. Employing wit, the absurdity of political correctness. Political correctness, a phenomenon closely tied to cultural critique, demands our attention. While the initial impulse behind promoting inclusive language and behavior is commendable, political correctness often descends into absurdity, inhabiting honest discourse and stifling intellectual freedom. Wit, a powerful weapon in the arsenal of cultural critique, enables us to expose the absurdities of political correctness. George Orwell once remarked, "The further a society drifts from the truth, the more it will hate those who speak it." We can challenge the dogmatic adherence to politically correct language by employing sharp wit, arguing a return to robust debate and unapologetic pursuit of truth. Conclusion. By challenging conventional wisdom, drawing upon historical references, and employing wit, we have sought to dismantle the barriers and hinder intellectual rigor. When performed with erudition and incisiveness, cultural analysis can reshape our understanding of the world, transcending the limitations imposed by societal norms and ideologies. Let us continue to embrace this art. Is through relentless examination that we pave the way for progress in intellectual emancipation.